This is your Wiki News Brief for June 17, 2005 at 0330 UTC. In breaking news, gunmen stormed a Cambodian school yesterday, taking kindergartners and teachers hostage. The men entered the Siem Reap International School, a Cambodian elementary school in Siem Reap near Angkor Wat, earlier yesterday. The gunmen killed one Canadian boy of an unknown age, apparently after he would not stop crying. Police began negotiating with the hostage takers after the killing. Cambodian police raided the school after the hostages had been held for 6 hours. Two gunmen, along with the Canadian child, were reportedly killed, while the police have detained 4 more suspects. The surviving hostages were freed. Headlines from Wikinews. This story covered by a Wikinews reporter. The president of the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, has today addressed a global youth forum on genocide in Kigali, Rwanda, as part of a visit to 4 African countries this week. Speaking on genocide, he said, "People say never again too easily. It's happening today in Sudan. We all share responsibility to actually do things. The conditions of preventing genocide lie partly in helping people to have a better life. It's easier to incite people that have nothing to lose." Asked why the international community ignored past genocide, Wolfowitz said, "There are many explanations, but no excuses. We have to work with countries that are working to prevent conflict." The forum was organized by Never Again, which began at the Kigali Institute for Science and Technology. Participants include individuals from Rwanda, the Congo, Burundi, the United Kingdom, America, and Canada. And the Brazilian Minister of Civilian Household, José Dirceu, announced yesterday his resignation from the government of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. During his discourse, José Dirceu said he will return to his earlier position as federal deputy of the Workers' Party. He said that he will defend the government against those who want to interrupt the democratic process and want to destabilize the government of President Lula. He said that he is leaving with clean hands, heart without bitterness, and with raised head. Dirceu is the victim of the severe political crisis in Brazil because of the accusations of corruption in Lula's government. Dirceu was one of the most important ministers of the government of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. And in the United States, for the third time this week, a sizable earthquake shook Southern California. The quake occurred at 1:53 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday and reached most parts of Southern California at 1:54 p.m. The 4.9 Richter scale tremor appeared to have originated 79 miles east of Los Angeles. And it comes on the tail of 2 other quakes, including a 7.2 quake off the coast of Northern California, which briefly triggered tsunami bulletins Tuesday night. Geologists at the California Institute of Technology affirmed that the quake was too weak to cause structural damage to buildings. In Orange County, the quake lasted 5 seconds and rattled objects on the shelves. Geologists expressed concern at the occurrence of 3 earthquakes so close together in time and space. Other Pacific earthquakes, including one in the Aleutian Islands and another in Chile, have also occurred in recent days. And some entries from the Wikipedia current events page for June 16th. 26 of 60 tank cars carrying fuel oil derail in Russia, about 200 kilometers northwest of Moscow, sending a very large amount of oil into the ground, contaminating Moscow's water supply and the Volga River after flowing down the Vazuza River from the accident site. It is not yet known if this incident is related to the bomb that was exploded on June 12th that derailed a passenger train. And in Iraq, 5 United States Marines died from a roadside bomb in Ramadi, western Iraq. And in Japan, former tycoon Yoshiyasu Suzumi confessed to financial fraud and insider trading. Thank you for joining us today. To receive more up-to-date news items as they occur, please visit en.wikinews.org. And be sure to check out our daily full-length audio news program called Audio Wikinews Full Report. It's on hiatus right now, but will resume production on June 20th. I'm Nathan Reed for wikinews.org. Have a great day. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to Wikinews, please call 206-339-WIKI or visit en.wikinews.com. Wikinews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.